Okay. The Gemara, which we had on Shabbos, and in Hey and Aleph, the Gemara touches on seemingly a side issue, and the side issue is not a side issue. The Gemara discusses the issue of tonight. The Gemara brings a Brisa, and the Brisa says, by the case of Noi Sukkah, that in Hisna Olein, I'll call it Vitano. Okay? So tonight works. So you're saying tonight, our Gemara doesn't make an issue out of it. The Gemara in Sukkah and Daflam, the Gemara in Bay and Daflam and Obeys, let me give you a recap of the Gemara slowly, okay? So the Mishnah says you cannot take Eitzim in a Sukkah, Elamina Samukhla. So the Gemara says we're talking about a Sukkah, not on Sukkahs. A person has a booth, and it's Shavuos, it's Pesach. The walls are the walls, and then if you put some extra bundles next to the walls, or extra bundles on top, which are not part of the sukkah, so there's no problem of muksa. A yontif wood is not muksa because you can use it for firewood, but you have a problem with stirrus oil, you can't take off the roof, and you can't take out the walls. This is not part of the roof, it's not part of the walls, whatever the hechatimts is, therefore there's no problem, it's not muksa. Okay? So the Gemara says, well, maybe the case of the reason why there's no problem with muksa is because the Tana Sukkah, which is Nefelis. And we're going like Reb Shimon, that even though while it was standing, Ataka was muksa, but once it falls, it's not muksa anymore. The Gemara says, like you see by Shimon, the Gemara is not a sushtel. By the Nair, a person is Yerushim Mitzapa, that the Nair should go out. He's not Yerushim Mitzapa, that his Sukkah should fall down. The Gemara says a sukkah ru'u. The sukkah is a weak sukkah. It's about to fall. The miyas will die to you. Okay. That's first step of the Gemara. So by sukkah ru'a, according to Shimon, when it falls, the wood is mutar to use. Then the Gemara goes in, more in this context, the Gemara brings a braisa that Reb Shimon says you can take Eitzim in a sukkah. By sukkahs you can't. On sukkahs you cannot take Eitzim from the sukkah. Now, we just said the case was after it was Nefelis. It means on sukkahs you can't even take it after it's Nefelis. But if you make it tonight, tonight works. So the Gemara says tonight doesn't work because the Atzei Sukkah got a din of Hekdish, and the Gemara is assuming we got a din of Hekdish, there's no din of tonight. So the Gemara says that which is said tonight works is going back on a Sukkah, not on Sukkahs. And Echonami, on Sukkahs, tonight doesn't work. But on Pesach, or Shavuos, tonight will work on the Sukkah. I mean, even if a Sukkah, which is a Sukkah Bria, which according to Reb Shimon, we say it's not going to be mutter, but if he makes it tonight will work. Sukkah ruah is mutter when it falls. Sukkah bria is not mutter when it falls. If you make it tonight, it's mutter when it falls. The Gemara says you just made an assumption that tonight doesn't work by hooks on the tzosa. I got a brisa that it does. The brisa which our Gemara quotes. So the Gemara says, "Abay v'rabba dami tavayu bar meini bodlo meyam kol ben hashmoshes d'lochol kedush alayu." Alat Yisukah, the Chol Kedush Alayu, is concerned the Shiva. Okay? So, our Brisa is talking about Noi Sukkah. Now, Noi Sukkah is only gets into Kedush if you make it part of the Sukkah. So if a person, in the beginning of Sukkahs, right before Sukkah starts, makes a declaration, that I might take this down, there's no issue with stira. The only problem is that it becomes huksa to the Sukkah, and then mela becomes muksa for other purposes, that you can't move it, etc. But it's not hooked on the sukkah. If you say, you know, so he's hanging apples in his sukkah. He says, you know what, I might eat an apple better shmoshes, the first better shmoshes, I might change my mind, and I'll eat it as an apple. Anybody will call better shmoshes. I'm retaining the rights anytime during the first better shmoshes to take this thing down and use it. So he never was a maxit for the sukkah. So now it's not part of the sukkah. It's not chakadusha. The mela. So that's what the tanai works. So it's not stama tanai that when it falls down, I'm going to use it. It's a Tanai that it never became part of the sukkah to start. But that doesn't work for the actual sukkah. The actual sukkah, you cannot take it off on the Benish Moshe, whether you like it or not. So you can scream any bottle and call Benish Moshe or not, but you're not going to take it because you're being sized in oil. And, so you're forced to be bottle from it. And in mail, it becomes a sukkah. Once it becomes a sukkah, it's called Kedush and the sukkah. Tanai doesn't work. That's a rational to think of more. So far, so good. The riff has a different gear than the Gemara. So, which we'll get to in a second. In this conversation, Tosis. The Mor says that the same is talking about sukkah d'alma. Now, let's go back a step. The Mor says, you're telling me tonight works, it's chal kedusha. Mor says, no, tonight it's talking about sukkah d'alma. So, I mean, sukkah d'alma tonight works. Just by sukkah on sukkahs, it doesn't work because of this kedusha thing. Now, the Mor comes out that by sukkah on sukkahs, tonight doesn't work. But the noise sukkah tonight works. That's how we have the rest of the year on a sukkah the alma tonight works. Tosfos says the Mor should have asked to the Midas to relate the Havi Muksamach was Isser. We're talking about a sukkah the alma, and the problem with there is Muksamach was Isser. So the Mor should have asked that question. The Mor Tosfos didn't ask it. The Mor looked it up for a different reason. The Tosfos is on record that Tanai does not work by Muksamach was Isser. Okay? Tosfos is nice enough to repeat it over here also, right? Daf Mem Dalam and Aleph. Tosfos Mendel Malf Shebaner Shebakora. My shnah ner shakaba the also the tafel of Yehuda misukah ruah the alma the mahani b'tanai kedar ben lekamam b'shemayt. And here's the law called the fitzano. Mukav said this bay misukah the alma b'ruah the me esam odai te'elu yeshatipu. So therefore, even according to Yehuda, by a sukkah ruah tanai works. And there not be odai te'elu yeshichabe. So what's the difference? Yesh the husband the sukkah the alma ha'isa assume is man gadol. About the benish moshes, ain't no boilum imena. But yesh the mitzap and must say tipo. Our neir ikar k'sosu benish moshes. But dachi be a day on the tzarich Shabbos. The chamit tvei will be hanim tonight. So on a sukkah bria tonight doesn't work. On a sukkah ruah tonight works. Then the Tosfos Shonim says the teretz why doesn't work. And my bosses tonight doesn't work. So far so good, yeah. Ramban and then hey. The long piece of Ramban and hey. This is the third piece of Ramban and then hey. Starts in either Shem and he. Long arichis. At the end of the whole piece is arisi b'tois to she'ela keichad amahani tonight b'sukkah ruah the Yehuda ma'alo mahani nami gabineiris the Yehuda. Mayor, the Menar Shalika by Shabbos. Why doesn't tonight work? Well, the Shimon Bidner Hadolik Lashemin and Matafdev. Behem Heshiva al Shailazu, Chuva Shain Behemamish. It doesn't like Tosfos there. That's pretty clear, right? Fine. So I said, you know what, Akim Michalik, the shaman, he figures that normally it doesn't go out, so that's why tonight doesn't work. But I have Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi says, Tanim Histola Motor by Shabbos. Saman and Kaimin, Ikir Mayor, Phil Histon, Yeh Osir. Ikir Shimon, Phil Histon, Yeh Motor. Al Kab Yehuda, Nir Mosav. Okay? So, they were saying, the Bryce was saying, tonight works. Tanim Mayor, why does tonight work? Your mayor holds the Muksumach was the Muksumach was the Mies, the Muksumach was the Yisr. Kadim Shimon, you don't need tonight. So the Mor says it's going like a Behuda by Nirmos. Then it brings another Tanya, Histolav, Yehem Mutter. It's going on Rav Shuman, the Tanya Avakos, Karbash Shalab Yishakabu, Asher Ligabahan. It says, if you're Rav Shuman, Dabra Taman, Mutter, Maidu, Hakashu Asher. So, Pirish, Shem Hitchel, Bryce, Zu, the Tanya, Benir, Shabbos, Im Histolav, Mutter, Ir Mayor, it's an Imol, well, the Fish, Shem Server, Shom, Yisham, the Mayor, the Kolam, Yuchel, Yisr, Asher, Yikab Yehuda, Kolshkain. So, we do Karbash Shimon, Kikai, Sukarbash Shal, she's the Maidu, Rav Shimon, Dasiri in Histalei and Mutter Vafon and Armor Veneer Shomateches, which is not me, it's Lerameir of Yehuda the Mahani Mutano Veduma the Sukaru Vashla Philip Sukabria Mahani. So he says that tonight works by Nair, even Rabbi Yehuda. Tonight works by Kosef Karashash, by Karn Rabbi Shimon. Tonight works by Sukkah Ruhu. And tonight might even work by Sukkah Bria. Okay? That's the Ramban. The Mice of the Mechaber. The Beis Yosef brings this. So the Ran over here in the back brings the sheet of the Ramban, and he passes like that. The Tanai works. The Mechaber in Simon Reish Ayin Tess and Sif Dalud in Hista Me'er Shabbos on there Zeshi Tatalena Mishiach Be Mutal Tatalay Achar Shikalva. Mechaber passes the Tanai works. Ramah V'yeh Sherman Lo Mahani Tanai. Tosha Sheet Bechay Noigim Medin Asel. That's our Minig. But then Tanai, Ayin Lekamam and Simon Tov Reish Lamed Ches. What exactly is the language of the Tanai? Take a look over there. How you have to say it, etc. The Tanai works by Sukkah Ruah. That's some of the din of Sukkah Ruah and Sukkahs, etc. We're so much on the sheet that tonight works. Al Kapodim, that's the way to do it. Asking God to metal to muksa. No, the Torah mitzvah. Asking God to metal to muksa. So Loch is asking God to metal to muksa. The Torah kufa Torah makam is mut. Reishai involved. But asking God to metal to muksa. The mikham alitzel is asur. But if tonight works, it's not muksa. So I can ask God to move it. I didn't make it tonight. I didn't actually speak out of tonight. So since that's a minute that we ask a goy, it's kill you made it tonight. That's Ramosis. Now the lashon, this comes up in Tavkuf Yud Ches and Hilchos Yom Tov. This same that the Gemara in Sukkah comes up over there, and there Shavur points out that the lashon of the Ramah is the minute. The Ramah agrees that it could be mikra din tonight works, but the minute is the mima. Okay, now. So this is very yisodistic. If you're telling me Karn Rabbi Yehuda that tonight works, it means Pasha, what means what Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, even though there's, I hold a count to me, this could say that's because you're Masalik Das. But if you say explicitly that you're not Masalik Das, you plan to use it when it's Nefelis or when it's Kava, so Rabbi Yehuda agrees it's not Muksa and it's Mutter afterwards. If you say tonight doesn't work, right? That you say tonight doesn't work, even my sukkah ruah, which lachara there it's daito love, right? Rav Shimon says it's daitel of a sukkah rule. Rav says no, sukkah rule is also not daitel of. But if you make it tonight, so you're saying according to the Behuda, you understand it's about to fall. I mean, you're definitely daitel of. You say, I'm sorry, but that doesn't help me. Meganis katzoy. But the ma'isa, the beginning of Shabbos, the beginning of Yom Tov over here, beginning of Yom Tov, the sukkah was impossible to get to because there was an issur stira soil. So it's muksa machmas issur. And now it falls down. That's what I expected. I was planning this the whole Shabbos. Doesn't help me. Because Megan is Katsoy. The Nair goes out. He knows the Nair is going to go out. But, and he says he's expecting to use the Shem Hashem, but doesn't help me. Megan is Katsoy. Tysus is the funny sheet. Right? So with Lechara, simple understanding of this Mechloikis is they're arguing in what they get the Din of Megan is Katsoy. According to the Rishonim that tonight doesn't work, Megan is Katsoy is not a Nakuda of Das. It's a Nakuda that there's a Din and has to be Mechloikis. Like Rashi says in Beya and Chavod, that the Mandomer which says the concept of holds a muksa holds a din of machana, hechino es a shayaviyu. It has to be mukhan from the yom shishi. Why by yom shishi hechino shayaviyu? It has to be mukhan and ready to use from yom shishi. So it's not mukhan yom shishi because it's not at the beginning of Shabbos. It's not available. It's inaccessible. So it wasn't mukhan. It can't become mukhan. Bam sar Shabbos according to the Yehuda. Doesn't help. So tonight doesn't work. If you tell me the other end of the spectrum that tonight works, even my sukkah bria and even my nair, and what happened? It's not buchim in bayoyim. So Pasha's, he's not making up this new din that it has to be buchim in bayoyim. He's saying that there's a cost or whatever it is. The getter hadvarim is that. Rabbi Huda holds that a person minestam at the beginning of Shabbos, something was not available, he doesn't expect to use it. If he says explicitly he expects to use it, so he's talking about Maksadas. Right? And that we spoke out the first time that the Machloikis between Rabbi Huda and Shimon is more along the lines of things which are in the middle of people's minds. They're not actively thinking about it, they're not actively thinking, not thinking about it. Right? So Rabbi Shimon says, listen, basically, everything your person in the back of his mind, if it's a possibility, he can use it, he has it back in his mind, why not? Keep it in mind. So he puts it away, l'schara, but he might need it for himself. He puts it away, l'oitzer, he might need it for himself. He might still need it, want to use it. So he's not maksadas. Rabbi Huda says, the adarav, unless the person actively, it's something which normally he would use and it's ready to use, etc. Any action which takes it out means he's probably not expecting to use it. Okay, if that's their argument and the psychological uptights of how people think, how much you stress the positive or the negative, so then it makes sense. The tonight works. Tysus is a funny one. Tysus comes along and says that by sukkah bria, Tysus over here says by sukkah bria tonight works. And by sukkah rule, said that wrong. By Tysus in sukkah says sukkah rule tonight does not work. Tysus over here says that by sukkah rule tonight works. The sukkah bria doesn't work. He says by nair tonight doesn't work. Why not? So Tosfos, because dacha b'yadayim. Right now, at this moment, he set it aside. So clearly, that's so. Again, if you want to learn all about this. So he's saying, Tosfos is saying we're touching up Mestama when he's talking to Daim. He's not really, even when he says he's not being bottled, he really is being bottled. We don't believe him. Okay, do I look like that? But the Rashba comes along and says it's chametz vei the fish busted the davar has. So why is it that busted the davar aser tonight doesn't work? Means according to the Tosfos Rishonim, which the Rosh says that teretz also. There's a Rosh says that teretz also. Even though tonight works by muksa, it doesn't work on bus. Well, what does that mean? Well, what's the story behind that? Okay. Again, I'm not like old enough to say Shekel Torah. It goes much to flesh out how Megillas Katsoy works according to these Rishonim. Interesting over here in the Mishnah Berurah. In the Makabra, which says that tonight works. If he's been married, he didn't actually talk to his job. Mishiach, but mutl tatla achar shakom. Shem the nair also he's come. It's common that the nair goes out. Shem hachi mahani b'tanai. Abashar b'osu the davar osu. After the rishon mahani b'tanai the hasus kishis talko davar esim and abosis. Shem mutal isham. Shem magen avram. So magen avram says this by bosses davar osu tonight doesn't work. Punked by nair, because the nature of the nair is it's also these they covers. So that which made it a bosses, but it, on its own it's going to become not a bosses anymore. So then tonight works, but mina stam it doesn't work. Fine. So that might be the Hasbro and the Tosfos Yeshanim and the Tosfos of Rosh. They're saying even by buses over here, but they seem to say to the board even by bus over here, where the first sheet is saying the Otsuli covers takes away this Nakuda of buses, and second, but he agrees by buses, you know, tonight doesn't work. Which even though tonight works by Muksa, it probably doesn't work by buses, but this buses is better. So why should tonight work by Muksa and not by buses? So you have to be Masber. Either way, you're going to have to be Masber something over here.
Over there, I would say you're not a Muksa guy.
Okay.
So,
comes along the going. And the going says that the first sheet over here is going like the riff. The way we learn the Gemara, is coming along. The way we learn the Rashi is the Gemara. The more time we're discussing the issue of Tanai by Noi Sukkah versus Tanai on the actual Sukkah. I'm saying Tanai by the actual Sukkah, Tanai doesn't work. Tanai on the Noi Sukkah, it works. Why? Because any boidel. So the Tanai over here is any boidel. Any boidel that means that it never became Muksa to start with.
Therefore, we don't have that boidel.
But once it's Muksa, the fact that you want to use it when it falls doesn't help you. Because the Maisa became Muksa. So that's an important Nakuda in the Tanai, which is this more discussing. This more is not discussing the language of Mechaber is, I'm making a Tanai, that after the Nair is Kava, I want to use it. I'm asking that it's Muksa while the Nair is lit. But after it goes out, I want to use it. That's a different Tanai than the Tanai of this Gemara. This Gemara, the point where Rashi learns this Gemara is discussing something else totally. I'm avoiding the original Haksa to start with. But in a case where the Haksa is forced upon me whether I like it or not, because I cannot be soyser an oil of a sukkah, so mela I am forced to be bottled from it, and it becomes the sukkah, the mitzvah. The fact that I'm saying, you know, I'm planning, you know, when it falls down to use it, meant they're going to shelf it. But the Gemara is discussing over here the din of Huksa and Mitzvasa and the din of Kedusha. Not discussing our Muksa. So the Gemara, where Rashi learns the Gemara, in this new din of Kedusha, that once something is a Sukkah, it's Kal Shem Shemayim al Sukkah, and it becomes Kaddish, and tonight doesn't work. Yes, the only way you can stop that is by anybody. If it's part of the Sukkah, it's part of the Sukkah. Now, what is the halacha in regards to Muksa Machmas Isser, which is a whole different din? Whether you need dafka the Tanai of any boidel, or you can use a different type of Tanai, I don't know. I have no, according to Rashi, I don't have any Gemara which is discussing that. I have no Gemara which is telling me that Tanai works by anything other than when I'm dealing with this halacha of Kedusha Sukkah, which is Kyle, the beginning of Sukkahs, and remains for all of Sukkahs. Which is not even hooked to the mitzvah. So Tosfos asks, "This is a different than a kedusha. What is that? What is that about?" So Tosfos said, "One shot. That's only chal on the main shear of the sukkah, but you know the extra you know sukkah two walls plus a third tefach. All right. That's one there. It's the relearns that the kedusha only when it's standing. Once it falls, it doesn't have the kedusha anymore. But then it has the mitzvah. So that's." On this din of Kedusha, there's a concept called Tanai to make it never was a sukkah to start with, which really occurs not our discussion at all. We're discussing a totally different thing. A case where it was hooked to the Surah, it definitely was usur during that time. We're not saying that the Tanai makes it that you're allowed to move it while the Nair is lit. We're saying the discussion of what happens after the Nair falls, it goes out. I'm not saying that while the Sukkah is standing, it's not muksa. I'm saying what happens, and I'm asking that it becomes muksa when it's Isra, I cannot be soaked with oil. Not a sukkah, I'm Pesach. It's taka asur right now. It's taka muksa hooks of Isra, but I'm making it tonight. That when it falls, I want to use it. So I have a discussion. Does it tonight work or not? So the Gemara is irrelevant for our discussion according to Rush. So we're having mechalikas mishadim based on the Ramban said, I got to use Shalmin, said that it works. All right? The Pasha of the Bavli. The Gemara never presented such an idea. So Mehechatesi, why do we have a right to say that? Where did the Gemara say it before? The Gemara, in the first stage of the Gemara, the Gemara earlier says, Eino v'sukkah eitzim in a sukkah, elim in a samachlo. Rav Shimon Mat. Now, v'shavim v'sukkah z'chag b'chag sh'osr. V'im histo le'a kol v'itano. Now, Rishim is matzah anyway. So who's that going? It's going to Rabbi Yehuda. And even Rabbi Yehuda says, "Ein noit leitzim in a sukkah." But if you make it tonight, it works. So that's what the Gemara introduces the din of tonight. This din of tonight, the Gemara says, what's the case of the Brice? The Brice, it's still standing. Rishim can't be matzah. So the case of a case of a sukkah re'uah. Which, and when it falls, Rav Shimon is matir. And Rav Yehuda says no. But if you make it tonight, it's mutter. That's the flow of the Gemara. So that's what the Gemara introduces this din of tonight. We don't have that price in our Gemara. This price should just come, right? We have this price over here. We bring that part of the price. Yeah, the more brings with the price, so that part of the price also, right? And Hissel, and the more that now comes to Tosfos, says the more can I ask. That's not true, according to Yehuda. That's not shot in the Brisa. The Brisa is talking about something else totally, right? Now, what it is talking about something else totally, I don't know. I don't know how Tosfos works out the Cheshvan and the Gemara. But this, that what you need to tonight, any boital, is a halach and kedusha. The tonight that with the more talking about before, these Rishonim are saying that's the regular swarm tonight. You know, I'm acting das. When you say when it's available, I want to use it. I don't need any bottle the whole time. That's how you learn the Gemara. Weirash. So. At the bottom of the Omer, this concept of the tzav any boidel is a halacha specifically in how kedusha works, and that taka works even by a suk, by huksal mitzvah, etc. By huksal yisuroi, we have a gemara earlier, in a case where it's a sukkah ra'ua, and it's daita luye, according to Yehuda, tanai works. Okay, that's the pshat of the gemara. Comes along the Yerushalmi, the Ramban says, it could be by a sukkah bria, that works. Okay. Comes the riff. And the riff, which it's not, it's there in the riff, but anybody who comes to Shmosh, it's clever. Amen. In a name, it's not only massive kedusha boss of the chayla. What's the kedusha skull? You know where to take it off. Mio to no mahani, bain besuka atzma, bain be iturel. So, this is that's a very important line. But the Morris Teretz is now that Tanai works by the sukkah itself. Kisharma, anybody who comes to Shmosh, the chayla kedusha. I have an esrog which I'm planning to eat. Now, you have to mourn. I want to use it for mitzvah. I can use it for a mitzvah, but it's not an esrog shal mitzvah. I was planning to eat it. Yaitzah. So this sukkah is not a sukkah of the mitzvah. So kedusha not kahal, and there's no problem. Behind a bride said the leil, the ketanim, here's the leil called the vitano. I will add a sukkah vitareh, the chaylai kedusha, bein nashmoshes, is katsu lezayin lemitzvos and al karkoi, will mahana be tonight. Both the sukkah and the noi, if he was designated for sukkah's mitzvah, it's kahal and it's osir. Okay. The fees that Baati Sukkah Nami Kiyomer any bottle Mahani Ishimushi Bhu the Kalashim Baida Bibyamtavim Nafta. So the Tanai works. Now the Tanai works, you have to address two issues over here. The Tanai works mitzad the Isser of making it a Sukkah the Mitzvah. Well, I said any bottle. I said this is not a Sukkah the Mitzvah, this is a regular Sukkah. Great. And then the Tanai works for this next step also. But the Maisa, it's a Sukkah. It's also to take it down. This Muksha Mach was Isser here. The Tanai works to be matched that also. And that's not being mechalitin a sukkah berua, or not a sukkah berua anymore. Okay. Then he brings a different girsa, which is Rashi's girsa. And Rashi's mahalakha comes out for the sukkah itself. Tonight would not work, etc. Okay, so according to the Rif, the girsa of the Gemara, the Rif, I have a clear Gemara that tonight works even by sukkah bria. Okay? Hashem means once you designate for a sukkah shal mitzvah, so it gets kedusha. But if I'm saying any bottle, I'm saying is I'm not really designating this as a sukkah shal mitzvah.
In the stomach case, what is it? The stomach case, a person just builds sukkah.
Yeah, but stam das, we assume he's building it for the purpose of the mitzvah. Right, but if you say any bottle, so he's not doing that. Okay. Okay, so one
is just interesting. This sheet of Kufa, the sheet that says you don't need a shame sukkah. It's just interesting. In some cases, you're making it shame sukkah. Just stomach, that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's just interesting that it's like a little ironic. Really, the sheet is saying you don't need it. I thought the sheet is saying that's Badaka stomach. There's no din like that. But I guess he's saying it is the stomach. There's just no din. You don't need to be making a sukkah of shame.
Correct. Okay, correct.
But it just happens to be that's the case anyway.
Yeah, correct. Okay. So the Gra comes along and says that the first shita here in the Machaber is the shita of the Rif. Now, according to the Rif, when a Bai Rabba says any boidel, that's the only case of Tanai that we know of. Because that's the Moskona the more, that's the only case of Tanai that we know of. This is the Pshat and the Brice of Moskona. So, the Tanai of the Machaber, which is the Tanai of that when it's going to be Kova, I want to use it, who said that works? So, in other words, it could be the Morris says any boidel because you need that mitzvah, the Kedusha Shaboy. But mitzad, we hold in svara mitzad the isur shaboy the svara of any of a tanai. I want to use it when it's kava is good enough. I could say that, but mitzad the Gemara doesn't say that. The Gemara is not on record saying that. Okay. So let's go now. Let's go back to Rabbi Huda for a second. So Rabbi Huda says there's a din of migdus ketzoy. So he said that the chardim chalik to be shown him whether tonight works is totally what this din of migdus ketzoy is. Rashi in Beya and Chavav says in Rabbi Huda, if it's not achzu ben hashmosh, the vary asurin, then kana chana mi bajoyim. Man disle muksa, vachana mi bajoyim boy. Can you see bajoyim hashisha bechinesh hashi yuviyu? That the mother holds a muksa means he holds a vachana. It has to be mukhan, mi bajoyim. And that's based on a pasuk of vayi bajoyim hashisha bechinesh hashi yuviyu. So, and something which is not mukhan mi bajoyim. That's not what the Torah allowed you to do. The Torah did not allow you to use such an item on Shabbos or Yom Tov, because the only things you can use on Shabbos and Yom Tov are things which are Muchen Mibayar. So, middle of becoming Muchen Be'amsa Shabbos is impossible. That's it. Immediately, sorry. So the Chara then tonight doesn't work. If you tell me tonight works, means. And you're saying that tonight works, that yes, I'm masking right now, it's taka not usable, it's not available, but since I have das to use later on, so then you have to use something along the lines of the Rashi and Daf Lamed. Rashi says, by Sukkah Ru'a, the master died to the Nofla, this is Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon says that we're talking about a sukkaruah which fell. Reb Shimon says it's mutter, and Yehuda says it's osir. The Tanakh says it's osir. So Rashi, the sukkaruah, the masiya daita the nafla, the macher nafla. Tell Reb Shimon muksaleka. The mina daita may ask for aluya. The Tanakh or mina daita aluya b'shumiri lo chazav ben hashmoshes. We don't assume the person has das in it. It's something that's not right ben hashmoshes. But it means, but if the person would declare that he has daita aluya, then echonami. Right?
That's
the Echina? What?
That's
the Echina
association.
Yeah. No, but I'm not answering now. It's saying that the Pshuta of Rashi is coming along and saying a Nakuda of. In Rabbi Huda, the Nakuda is a lack of Das. But if you have Das, you've fulfilled. It's not halakha, there's a din that has to be Mukhami Bajan. It's just, I mean, it's not these type of things which are not Rabbi Nashmash's. People are they're not Mukhami Bajan. But if you decide that you want to use them, they're Mukhami Bajan.
It's kind of context also the other Rashi, though.
What? I understand. It's a country. I'm not getting involved in answering. I'm just pointing out that there's two ways to learn. This Rashi reads like that. The Rashi reads like that. There's two ways to learn. That lechur is enough. Give me whether Tanai works. The Tanai of making it usable. I want it after it's covered. If you create this Tanai of any boital, and that works, whatever that means, and you're saying that even though it's Mukhami Bajan, it's Taka Osir, but I'm not boital from it, so it really is Mukhami Bajan Mamish. That's Rashi and Chavav. Okay, but you know, but that's difficult to understand how that works. Any boital, which is something which is Mukhami Bajan, which your mask was also to move during that time. Okay, so. For now, I'm not trying. I'm just bringing this. There's two mahalchim how to learn. The Fikayam talks about the two mahalchim how to learn. He mentioned both of the Rashi's. He doesn't, you know, he doesn't explain how the two Rashi's stem. For now, I don't want to get involved in that point right now. You have to explain something. So, where if you come along and say Rabbi Huda is in the Kudav Das, and Tanai works because it's in the Kudav Das, or you say over there the problem is that it needs Mukhami Bajan. So there's some funny dinim which don't fit into the klalim well. The more it's called Baba Mabez, more brings. Rav Kahana, Muksha Shiyovish, Main Abayla Makiran Boy is Mutter. Person puts Gargas and Smukim to dry. So he's Dech Dach Ibidayim, he's Mesir Das, and they dry more quickly than he expected. So he was not anticipating to use them on Shabbos. And it turns out they really were dry. So the Loch is their Mutter. He has no Das on them. So if it's, then the item has to be Mukhan, the item is Mukhan. Be'atim, it's usable. Right? But if it's a din of das, where's the das?
The das is never for as much as it's dried.
Whatever that means. Okay. On the other end of the world, there's.
In the normal case, but in this case, no matter what is the one is being carried, it's made into something that's called.
It's not clear the intention of the food. This is So the Mishnah says on Laman Alpha Beis, Ba'ish and Humoli Peris and Benifkas. Not to welcome a Pchas. See, it was this building which was sealed, and there was no way to get in. And now it became Nifkas on Shabbos, or Yom Tov. Two Pshatim, whether it's on Shabbos or Yom Tov. You can take the Paris. So Tosa says, "My notel in Mokem Abchas, Havi Muksa Ben Hashmoshes, the Osir of the Pasuk of Yom Tov, being Rabbanon, meaning the Sod of Ben Hashmoshes is called the Kula Yoma. Pirshu Kodesh, keeping it all selling in Rabbanon, Leifkois, like the Morse says. Therefore, Shari Lemechel Minayot, the Muksa of the Rabbanon, Loyimina, meaning the Sod of Ben Hashmoshes. If something midaraisa really is accessible, because I'm allowed to break the wall down midaraisa, because it didn't have any mortar, it was just a stack of bricks. So midaraisa, I can take the bricks away. So even though I can't practically, because it's also midrabanan, and I'm not going to, and I don't plan to, but since it's only also midrabanan, it's not the golden mikvah is katzor. Okay. Tosfos says you said the same thing which you have. Tosis does that. Tosis discusses that over here in Shabbos. I'm giving him an olive. Tevel muchen loitzel Shabbos. The more it discusses, it's a bit of plimi echonoi. So putting a kli in such a way that it's going to accept muksa and become a taken kli which was mobile and immobilizing it is also to do on Shabbos. Either because it looks like stira, it looks like binyan, you're attaching it to the ground, it can't move anymore. Stira, it's making it not usable, you can't move it. Whatever the pshat is, Rashi says, two pshat in different places. So the more it goes through a series of kashas on that. So more since chavash al tevel shenishpura, you can bring another kli and catch it. Tevel muchen wait for Shabbos. Shulavu the tiknoi is masukim. So Tosha says because the issur of being lesak and tevel on Shabbos is the rabbanon, like we see over here in Beyer. Tosha in Beyer points to the more over here. Tosha over here points to the more in Beyer. And someone's also in rabbanon. There's nothing to mean it's katzoy. Now this case is even harder because over there the mice of the thing, the wall fell down. So I said, okay, now it's accessible. Over here I'm not going to be he's saying it's not B'tuch Lim Yechon, even I'm not gonna move the thing. But since it's only Asimir Rabbanon to move it, it doesn't get a din of B'tuch Lim Yechon, because there's no intermediate society. So Tosha shall the two dinim together. There's a Bir Halacha at the end of Shin Lamed Ches discusses when you have water which is unusable for the more talk about over here, but water which is unusable for drinking, even for Shias Behema, even for Chitza, so that water is Muksa, and putting a Kli to catch that water is a problem of Bitul Kli Mechonai. So the Mishabura asks the question. The halacha is, the Mor says in Chulin that there's a ruach ra on the Maim Achronim, and Mor Shabbos said there's ruach ra on the Maim Rishonim. So how can you wash your hands into a kli? Maim Rishonim, Maim Achronim, specifically Mechonai. You're going to say, well, you find it disgusting to have that water next to you. That's graf sharei. The halacha is, ain't there some graf sharei lechachila? So how do you do it? He says, well, even though it's awesome, it's only us ruach ra, so it doesn't have to be specifically Mechonai. Like if I'm a tavel. Even though so what does that mean? It's muksa. You're making the thing. You're making it. It's a madrega of a muksa. And back to the same tosis. So I have something which is be'etzim, is not usable, but doesn't have full din muksa. So if it's just a din, I got a gemara kavav which reads much better if you tell me that's a din muchan. I have these din which tell me which mitzad din muchan, they're not really muchan. I'm not planning, they're not really muchan. Right, we'll come along the same, but since it's Imar Batikta Masukh, and since the mice in the back of his mind, you know, he knows if he would be, it's usable, so it's not really, not Roy. What does that mean? That's him, it's not. So.
How does it come to the other children?
How does government of the Adam, what?
How does government of the Adam fit with this idea of Mufan?
Well, that's going to be totally on three more clocks of Shannon what government of the Adam is. Okay. So I want to suggest to you one point. And Rashi really says this. There's a Sefer Shama Yehuda on Muksa, which my Shama Yehuda on Muksa is missing, but Baruch Hashem, it's in the Eitzer, Chochmah. So in the back, there's a Kuntras. He goes to practical dinner with Muksa, many different things, and he has his Aurus, etc. In the back, he has a Kuntras from Scheinberg. Like 100 page plus Kuntras from Scheinberg on the longest different types of Muksa, etc. So in Rav Scheinberg's Psicha to the Sugya of Muksa, he says something along these lines. Now I'm going to tell you it my own way. Now, Rav Frank, I apologize, the brisker part of this is not going to be very happy, okay? But I'm going to tell you. I once told this piece to Rav Gifter. Rashiva was it was in a shir, and Rashiva said a line that every Rabbanan is the chief kind of Chazal's understanding of the Raisa. That's what Rashiva said. So I told him after shir, I said, I shall him assume a piece from Hirsch and Chariv. And Rashiva said, Givaldi. So the Gemara, which we didn't learn yet, the whole sugya with Erikol Kalim, the Gemara says that Chazal were geizer on Muksa because of Eitzah. Now, is the Muksa over there and the Muksa of our sugya is the same Muksa? That's a topic which we're going to have to explore. So what does it mean over there? So Rambam says, when they came back from Bayis Sheni, to Bayis Sheni, people were not keeping Shabbos appropriately. So Chazal made a strong gezeira to limit what you're allowed to move, even klisha malach lehetter, etc. Therefore, people became more careful about, if you're not carrying anything, if you're not touching anything, moving anything, you're not carrying anything outside. That's what Rambam learns. Practically, the less you are allowed to touch, the less you're going to forget and carry something. Adkan, Pirsha Rambam. Reverse suggests a different pshat totally. There's a Tosis in the Beis Manal of Tosis and Beis Manal of, again, there's part Rangel, part Reverse, right? That quotes Yerushalmi that Hutzah is a Malacha Gruah. Why is Hutzah a Malacha Gruah? Because you're not really changing the item at all. That's why, even though we learn all the Malachas from the Lamates, from the Mishkan, told us do not need Tzukim, by Hutzah, any told of Hutzah, so needs a Pasuk. The more the beginning of a Zurich, the more brings Pesukim for Moshe, the different things, the more brings Pesukim for that. So we need Pesukim for it. Can I really change anything? So comes along Rav Hirsch. I guess we should be more Pesukim. Comes along Rav Hirsch, and Rav Hirsch says that, so what's Taka in his Malacha means that you're making a change, so what's Taka Pshat Mitzvah? He says the Yisrael of Mitzvah is that an item is defined not only by the actual item and the how much the item is roy and ready to use, etc., but where it is also defines an item, and the function of an item, many items in the house, is different than their function when they're when they're with the rabbi. So the Torah is being mechadish that this is a form of shinui of the chayvitz as well. So Rav Hirsch does not quote this Rashi, but he says that's the yisod of muksa. Muksa is that something which before Shabbos was not contemplated and planned to be used, and on Shabbos you're planning to be. So how you perceive an item is also part of the definition of an item. That's also a shinui of the item. That's also osur out of the malacha. Which malacha teaches me that perception of an item defines an item? Hoytzor. That's what he says. Listen to a Rashi, okay? If it, you know, if it's a Hirsch, okay, you know, the Brister can get upset at me. That's a Rashi. There's a Gemara in Psachim and Mem Zayinu base. The Gemara is getting discussing the halacha. The sugya over here is the sugya of Halvikloy Arkim. It's not called a halacha on Yom Tov, because theoretically it could be, it's usable on Yom Tov. So the Gemara brings a kasha from a mission Makis that a person could do multiple malachas and chay one mice and chay multiple times. A person goes and he's charish, he plows something and he's chay for eight lavin. He uses a shor and a chamor and they're hektish and it's klayim and a kerim and shviyas and yomtiv. And it's a chay and a nozim basic works. Okay. So Mor says, why are you chay on charisha? If you hold of oil, so Moore says, Moore tries one teretz. The Moore says, you know what, you're right. So El Apik, the Moore says, okay, take out Harisha, put in Havor. The Moore doesn't like that either. The Moore says, Apik Havor, but I'll atse Muksa. Okay, and that's the Malkus. Muksa the Raisi? In. It's see, we're going in Rabba. Rabba and the Bezu Mez hold the Pasuk of Hakam is the Raisi, the Kadin. So Muksa is the Raisi. It's like Rashi. Bichino b'mezumen shemezamin kol tzarchay hayoyim. Mayor medaber zeh lo tzarch hayoyim. The mishum tarch malachas Shabbos lo tzarch. Already said it says it should turn away food. This is the Rashi Bashelu. We keep the lav mezumen who because of kro hachana havelay malach. When you decide to use it on Yom Tov, you're to call you did something to it. Vayver lam mishum lo isasa kol malacha. That's the Rashi. So Pnei Yeshua says a wild pshat in this Rashi. You're sitting down. Pnei Yeshua says that Rashi Shita is that the definition of malacha based on the Mishkan only applies to Shabbos. But because the Isra of malacha of Yom Tov was given in Mitzrayim before they had the malachas of Mishkan. By they were given Yom Tov a Pesach as a lusas to kol malacha. Kol malacha liyay yosef ahem. She says the definition of malacha is not told in the Mishkan. It's anything which is perceived. You're making a significant shinui in the item. It's called a malacha. And the Torah says it's a din. It has to be mukhan. Means if it's not mukhan, you decide to make it, use it on Yom Tov. You're making a significant shinui in the item. That's called you did something significant. He says with that he's masber a different Rashi. This is like a totally wild Yeshua. But the Velt tells on the Rashi on. And Beya and Chavzayin Mabez, that Rashi says that if a person would feed Chala Tameya, he says that if a person would take Shemen Sreifa, which is Shemen of Truma, which came Tamei, and use it the Tzarech Yom Tov. Since the law is a servant country of Yom Tov, even though he's being the Hanifer from Yom Tov, so there's a cause he's saying country to make me spar me Yom Tov. And therefore, even if you give it to your animal, you're over the Malachas Yom Tov. Because you're accomplishing getting rid of this item, which the Torah said you can't do. Right? But Yeshua's according to this, my look, it'll work. Okay. So, but that's what Rashi's saying. The soda of Muksa is the problem of taking something which was not Roy and making it Roy on Shabbos. So, Chazal came along and said to me, things which are Be'etzim are Roy, what's prevented from being usable. And I said to Rabbanan, that has a shame Roy for our purposes. We don't pass in Muksa's the rice. But what Muksa is Chazal's teeth kind of a Havana and the Malach of Hitzor, as Rashiba was saying. That it's defining an item, but your mind is also called you're doing something to the item, and that's the problem. That was what I told Rav Hirsch to say. Yeshiva liked it very much. I mean, you don't say the Rashi in Pesachim, you think I'm crazy, you know? But, I mean, it's a Rashi. And again, we don't pass it. It's the Rice. But Rashi is Mimaz and more. Why you get Malkus? That card that number. It's called Malkus. It's almost called the Malach of the Rice of changing something by your thought process. Yeah, well, yeah, that's also the rabbanans. Yeah. Okay, so now your das plays a role, but we're seeing that the more is coming to tell me if something with be'etzim is mitzad an oichel is totally usable. The fact that you weren't aware, the more says that's not a definition of what it means to make a lack of alkana, because you're not really doing anything to it. That's the chiddush. That's the more is being mechadish to me. And even some things which are be'etzim, practically you can't use them, and you don't expect to use them. But if mitzad the item itself be'etzim, it's Roy, that's not a chesorin. That's not a chesorin of a lack. It's not fully muksa. It's muksa to the point we don't want you to be metal to it. I mean, Pasha, this also all these chalukim are the gabi achila. They're more of them talking about someone like the gabi achila, not the gabi tiltal. Chazal tacked on isur of tiltal as well. So what Scheinberg said, so that's Adkan mostly Reingold. But so what Scheinberg suggests is that the decision of the person is what's playing a role in making it that it's not an item which is roy. The ikur nekuda is the item has to be roy. Bechinu, meter run, a smachta, whatever it is. But the haksaw of the person is what defines what the definition of roy is. So it's not two different nekudas. Both of them are true. The one of the Rishonim uses this mahalak. Give me one second. First, Esakasha. Suk is al tuk, so it's also it's kaddish. It's chal shem shemaim al sukkah. It's because of bizi mitzvah. Which one is it? So one of the Rishonim says, well, your decision, what you're going to do with it, defines what it is, and therefore then it's chal shem shemaim. You need both. You need both. It's not one or the other. Both of them play a role in defining the item. Once you decide that this is a sukkah, so whether you're maxed for the sukkah or not is going to find whether it's a sukkah. Then we'll decide it's called Shem Shemayim on it. What's the issue? Is it muksur or is it Shem Shemayim? You need both. Okay, so now I come along and I have something which Batson is not roy to use. It's a sukkah bria, and I say that I'm not maksadas from it. I plan to use it when it falls down. So Tosha says this din that by sukkah ruah, Tosha over here says a sukkah ruah. I'm guilty to that it works, which means hayois mitzad the item itself batsim is going to be roy to use on Shabbos. So then your das can be conveyed. That's minastam. We say that you're bottled from it, and I don't mean bottled. You're not planning to use it, so it's not gonna roy. So mikra is katzoy. If you declare you're planning to use it, so the item batsim is roy. Right? But in a case where it was a sukkah bria, Tosha says it's not going to help me. It's not going to help me the fact that you said it, they planned to use it. You have das in it. Das only helps you to define the item as a mukha. But if the item batsim is not a mukha, it's not a mukha. So both the kudas are true. You need both elements. Okay, I wanted the firoist kill it between any boidel or not, but I think that's enough for now. Okay.